Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Hey, there I am. How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to get into here today. Tomorrow, WWE Crown Jewel. Thank God it will be over after tomorrow. Although I'm sure we'll be talking about it for a while. It is the big show. It is, in fact, taking place from Saudi Arabia. I can confirm that, even though they are going out of their way to not use the word Saudi Arabia anywhere. It is a show from Saudi Arabia. The full lineup for the show. We have, at this point, 11 matches. Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman for the WWE Universal title. DX versus the Brothers of Destruction in a tag team match. For the tag team titles, The Bar versus The New Day. We have a tournament to determine the best in the world, they claim, with Seth Rollins versus Lashley, Kurt Angle versus Dolph Ziggler, Jeff Hardy versus The Miz, Rey Mysterio versus Randy Orton, and then two semifinals and a final. If a SmackDown, well, a SmackDown person will go to the finals because that's the way the brackets are set up, but if the SmackDown wrestler loses, they're fired from SmackDown. Who is going to win the tournament? We'll find out tomorrow. And also AJ Styles, Samoa Joe for the WWE Championship. That's the lineup for Crown Jewel. Starts at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Are you watching the show? I know that everybody is outraged about various things, but honestly, are you watching the show? Let me know here today. The phone number, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. We got a lot of news on that show. We got the New Japan Super Juniors coming up. We got some notes on the Jericho Cruise. We'll wait for Mike for that one. As well as UFC 230 tomorrow with Daniel Cormier and Derek Lewis. Tons of stuff to get into here today. And also, hey, since it was a little controversial last night, what did you think of AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan? Dave thought it was a very good match, but not great. And I got a lot of feedback from people today that thought it was great. What did you think? Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055. Text JOIN to 44055.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot to get into here today. If you want to give us a call, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, everybody. Triumph Books. Pleased to announce that myself, Brian Alvarez, authoring 100 Things WWE Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, due on July 2019 leading up to SummerSlam. Working on it right now as we speak. I can tell you, I think you're all really going to like it. I think it's going to be awesome, actually. About third of the way done at the moment, maybe a little further than that. Writing furiously. And I bring this up because this morning I went down to the local Starbucks. I was going to grab myself a water, maybe a Top Pot donut from next door, and get writing the entry on D-Generation X. And as I was writing, a friend of mine that works at Starbucks came up to me and he said, "You mind if I ask you some questions about tomorrow? He knows I do this wrestling thing." So I said, "Sure, what's on your mind?" And he began asking about Crown Jewel. Who do you think is going to win? Strowman and Lesnar? What do you think they're going to do in that DX match? What do you think about that World Cup tournament? Who might win the World Cup? Man, are you telling me they might do AJ versus Braun Strowman at the Survivor Series? All these questions. Not one single time did he mention Saudi Arabia, controversy, not watching the show, or anything. It was like, I don't know if this is the case, okay? I mean, we live in this bubble here on this show. But I'm not entirely sure, and I know that there's been some press about this. I know that articles have been written about it in the HBO this week, last week, or last week, this week, whatever. I know there's been some mainstream publicity about this, but I, honest to God, do not know if anybody outside of this bubble that we are living in here on the show cares all that much that this show is in Saudi Arabia. This was just, he's a fan. He watches the shows. He watches the shows. He watches Raw. He watches SmackDown. He knows enough to know who I am. And like, it didn't even enter his mind that this was anything that he should boycott or be upset about. So I don't know. I don't know. We'll see how the viewership is for the show tomorrow.
I have a question for you. You go down to Starbucks to get a water?
Well, I went down there because I felt that if I left my house, I would just be dedicated to writing.
Aye.
That's what you got out of that?
Well, that and, yeah, that's pretty much what I got out of that.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone and see what this guy got out of it. You're on the air. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much. You know, it's funny. I recently watched an interview on YouTube where Chris Jericho was talking all about his first experience in Saudi Arabia at the Greatest Royal Rumble, and he said he was scared to death because he almost thought he couldn't get out of the country. He said he missed his original ride and couldn't find a rental car place. And, you know, it was, you know, there was absolutely no security blocking the fans from him. So, you know, I think it's got to be even worse now. The fear is going into these people's minds. So, I don't know. It's a weird situation. But my main question was about the Shane McMahon firing whoever doesn't win thing. I think it's an excuse to bring more star power back to Raw with, you know, Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns and all these people that, you know, aren't there anymore. You know, Mysterio would probably be the best person to fill that gap because he has probably the biggest appeal right now. I don't know what you think about that, but, you know, I think that's the whole reason of doing it. Being that it was right after the Roman Reigns, I don't know, that was just my opinion.
Well, a couple of things here. I want to thank you very much for the call. First off, yeah, they could fire somebody and bring him to Raw. But, I mean, they could also just bring up somebody from NXT. I mean, if they need someone to be slotted in a certain position, they could turn somebody. I mean, I don't think you need to fire somebody from SmackDown when, in less than a year, SmackDown basically needs to be the A-show. And I realize it's a long way from now. They can always do the draft and move whoever they need to move over to SmackDown. But there's two things here. There's three possibilities here, okay? Possibility number one, which I think is what's going to happen, is that SmackDown is going to win. Because if you look at the Survivor Series card, it's going to be a bunch of Raw versus SmackDown matches. And I think there's virtually zero chance that Becky Lynch is going to beat Ronda Rousey. When I look at Braun Strowman, AJ Styles, and unless Braun Strowman's going to run really fast and bonk into the pole and AJ jumps inside and wins via countout, I just can't see Vince McMahon having AJ Styles beat Braun Strowman. That's two championship matches won by the Raw side. So you got to throw SmackDown a bone. I think they're going to win the Best in the World tournament. The third possibility, which I think somebody on the board mentioned, is that, well, Shane McMahon's going to fire somebody, and then that's who he's going to wrestle at WrestleMania. The last thing I need is to see Shane McMahon wrestling at WrestleMania, but he's Shane McMahon, and you know there's a good chance he's probably going to be wrestling at WrestleMania. And so that was their conclusion. That's what's going on here. So we'll see what happens. We'll know tomorrow. We'll know tomorrow.
Shane McMahon and Miz at WrestleMania? It's your dream come true, isn't it? Can you imagine such a thing?
Well, you know what? It would take Miz out of another match that he could botch up.
Mm. Rey Mysterio getting fired, which would be terrible and not make a whole lot of sense at all. I can't see Shane doing that, but that would be the worst thing in the world for the Lucha House Party because then every heel gets a chance to kill all three members of the Lucha House Party before they get to Rey Mysterio.
The other thing to think about is, I mean, it's just a storyline and everything like that. I doubt they even think this deeply, but you've got Jeff Hardy, The Miz, Rey Mysterio, and Randy Orton. And whatever you think about The Miz in the ring, I mean, he is one of their biggest superstars. And so this Shane McMahon guy, who's supposed to be a babyface, lays down the law that if one of his guys goes to the finals and doesn't win, he's going to fire them. What an incompetent GM.
Well,
where's Paige in all this, by the way? Does she agree with this? It just is a weird story.
All of their stories are weird that way, and it's really kind of very jagged how they work their GM angles, too. You know?
I mean, can you imagine if this were real and Rey Mysterio, he wins two matches. He wins a quarterfinal and a semifinal. He goes all the way to the finals. He busts his ass, and he loses via who even knows what. Maybe it's a fluke. And the next Tuesday on SmackDown, Shane McMahon fires Rey Mysterio and sends him to Raw. Like, the storyline is that he'd rather do that. And that's not even it. Listen to this. The reason he threatened to fire one of these four guys is because I can't bear to have my sister brag that her side won this tournament. That's what he said. I can't handle having my sister brag that she won the tournament. So therefore, his brilliant solution is, if one of you four superstars goes to the finals and loses, you're going to be fired and you're going to end up on Raw. Now she'll have two things to brag about. I won the tournament and I got Rey Mysterio.
But if you want to look at it in their weird...
this numbskull.
Their weird bubble. Then you got to deal with Stephanie and Paul too as well. So that could be a negative. I don't know if The Miz would be upset with that, but I could see Mysterio not liking that. Although, again, there's an amazing amount of incompetence and other ways you need to look to kind of get through this story in a manner that doesn't drive you crazy.
Got a bunch of text messages here. We'll go to more in a moment. But this person here says, my girlfriend doesn't watch Raw SmackDown, but will still watch the pay-per-view. I told her about Saudi Arabia. She didn't care. I talked to a good friend who was in Saudi Arabia. She didn't really care about WWE.
Oh, hey. There, you know, some people, hey, there are people who are more sensitive and more interested in world events and things like that and care about that sort of thing than others. And that's okay. You know, there's a balance there. You know, what's not funny, but reading in a lot of commentaries and things like that with everything that's happened with this death of Khashoggi is also in the op-ed sections, there's a lot of talk about the Xinjiang province of China and their concentration camps and re-education camps that they have for Muslims in that area. And you think about John Cena refusing to work in Saudi Arabia but being okay to work in China. And you think all the businesses that flock to China and think about the eastern part of China. Oh, the growing middle class, all the money you can make. You know, there's always going to be something, and people can't be outraged about everything. And for some people, Saudi Arabia is not a thing.
All right, back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
We some southern boys with the promise strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you could be next. You better give respect.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234.
Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. No Dave Meltzer today. He's running all over town, getting things fixed. So if you'd like to join the show, if you'd like to play Dave Meltzer today, 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566.
We need some drops in here of, you know, you ain't got the abs for it or something like that.
This person says, I'm looking forward to the Crown Jewel show. I don't care or pay attention to the politics side of the show. He just wants to be entertained.
That's right. Hey, that's That is fair. It's, you know, you some people, it's everybody's different.
Burr says, no, I will not watch Crown Jewel live or on demand. I thought the Bryan versus Styles match was great. The potential for a good story is there because Styles was a definitive winner. Bryan could be an underdog that is going to have to bring everything to beat this top wrestler for the title. But I don't know, Dave could be right. And he adds, water at Starbucks, really? Okay, listen. I'll tell you, since Dave's not on, I'll waste everyone's 2 minutes here with this story.
Oh, get into the donut part too, please.
I grabbed my laptop and I was going to go down to the QFC. I was going to grab my favorite Top Pot donut. It's part of my workout regimen for Marco Stunt. And I was going to sit there and I was going to eat my donut and I was going to work on this book. So I go down there. I did this a couple days ago. It worked out great. Go down there, and it's absolutely freezing in this this QFC. I was just freezing. So I was like, I got to go to the Starbucks. It's always warm in there. So I went to the Starbucks to work, and I can't just walk in there and work. I got to buy something. And say, I already had a donut, and I don't drink coffee. So that left a bottled water. So that's what I did.
They have tea there. They have.
I don't drink tea.
Well, too. Are you still? You just don't want to buy anything from them because you're still pissed off about the steak wrap.
I put nothing but pure water into my body.
Oh, you are just a lying somebody.
No, it's true. I don't drink. I don't imbibe in any way. Pure water.
No cranberry juice for the kidneys, nothing?
Nope. This person here says, what are your thoughts on PWI naming Rousey Women's Wrestler of the Year when she was not even a pro wrestler for almost half the year in the time frame that they look at?
They got to sell magazines.
Okay, who was the Women's Wrestler of the Year then? Like, Ronda Rousey is not only the biggest wrestling star in WWE, and this is PWI we're talking about. She's not only the biggest wrestling star in WWE on the women's side, but she's now Roman Reigns until either Roman Reigns comes back or they can find somebody else. She is the face of the company right now. So, no, I have no problem with that.
Well, by the way, you said, who else could it be? I don't know, Mako Satomura. Asuka had a pretty good year.
You know, Asuka had a good year?
Well, for PWI purposes,
no,
leading up
didn't.
To WrestleMania.
Not even that. She got to WrestleMania, and she lost,
that's
and then
true.
She's floundered.
God, I've tried to block so much of it out of my mind. What are we going to do with Asuka? What can they do with Asuka? Turn her
they
heel?
They got to turn
is
her
that
heel.
What we're gonna have?
Yeah, she turns heel, and she feuds with Becky. That's
but Becky's a... Never mind. What is Becky?
Well, Becky is supposed to be a heel, but everyone cheers.
So how
her.
Does that work then, if she's going to feud with Becky?
Hell if I know, dude. You're asking me to figure out what they're doing with anybody? Mm-hmm. I have no idea. Burr says, it's funny they're doing Becky versus Ronda at Survivor Series. Since Ronda is the new Steve Austin / Roman Reigns, Becky has to be her counterpart as the new Rock, who's just as or even more popular, right? Wrong, Hamish. Becky Lynch is not nearly as popular as The Rock was.
For
it ain't
people,
even close.
In that company, I think some people want Becky to be Jeff Jarrett when he went up against Steve Austin in that scenario there. So they are not the same thing.
This person here says, Becky's cult following, according to Michael Cole on Commentary on Evolution, I'm pretty sure referred to nerds and smart marks that Vince thinks is the internet minority. Just like when they used to mock Daniel Bryan when he came from the Indies to NXT, Vince hasn't changed a bit. That was 8 years ago. Hey, listen, the older Vince gets, the less he's going to change, not more. It is a cliche.
I should say, it's...
But you cannot teach an old dog new tricks.
Well, those progressive old white men, you know what I'm saying, with lots of money.
I mean, listen.
Tons of them in Vince's world, you know what I mean?
Let's look at this women's evolution, everybody. I don't want to harp on this, but yes, there are more women working for WWE today than there have ever been because they want to do this branded women's evolution and they want to have more women wrestling on each show. But yes, there was a period where Vince had Trish get on her knees on a leash and bark like a dog. Okay, there was a pay-per-view in the UK where Jackie had her top ripped off. And her boobs are flopping all over the place. I mean, this happened, okay? But this was for a relatively...
You don't want to talk about Nydia, Jamie Noble, Billy Gunn, and Tori?
There have been storylines like this here and there over the years, okay? But on that Women's Evolution pay-per-view, when Kelly came on screen and said, back in the day, we would never have these opportunities. It was like... You're 31 right now. So you're back in the day. Yeah, when you debuted, you were 19 years old and they made you a stripper on the ECW show. But you know what? they hadn't even invented the Divas title when she debuted. The Divas title didn't even... People seem to think like the Divas title is what they've called it since day one. It was the women's title. It was the women... The very first Survivor Series had a four-on-four women's Survivor Series match. Yeah. The Jumping Bomb Angels. Trish Stratus. Trish Stratus, everyone talks about when she was on her knees barking like a dog. But you know what? Trish Stratus turned into a great wrestler. Trish Stratus and Lita had great matches. They main evented Raw. How many years ago was it? 14 years ago. It was 2004. 14 years ago, women were main eventing Raw. They didn't even invent that belt that looked like a butterfly until 2008. Up to that point, these women were having wrestling matches for the women's championship. Okay? If you're a younger fan, they're trying to convince you that for years, there was a belt shaped like a butterfly, and the women danced, and they sashayed around, and they did this and that, but now women actually get to wrestle in WWE. Forget the fact that China was beating men for the Intercontinental title in 1999.
Shout out to Jacqueline.
Now, the point of all of this is, yes, they're trying to pretend it's different now. And in some ways, it actually is different. There was never a women's pay-per-view before. That is different. The women are getting more of an opportunity to have longer matches on Raw. That is different. But check out the ring gear that they wear and who gets pushed and the makeup jobs that they all have to do here on the main roster compared to developmental. Look at Lana and the storylines that they do with her and what they tried to do with her, but she backed out on it. And now Mandy Rose.
The appreciation of enhancements.
The appreciation of enhancements. Some things will never change as long as Vince is there. And the women, it's just one of them.
Hey, Brian?
Yes.
Besides Ronda Rousey, who is WWE's golden woman on the main roster?
Charlotte.
Who is the Mae Young winner?
I don't know. Who won that? Naomi?
Tony Storm.
The
Mae Young Classic, yes. Yeah. Who is the NXT, or I'm sorry, the, well, yeah, I guess it would be the NXT UK Women's Champion.
Rhea Ripley. Who was the Women's Champion over the summer? Carmella. She can't have a match to save her life. Why was she the champion? Because she was hot.
Blonde, that's not an insult. Toni Storm is an infinitely talented woman who's one of the best wrestlers in the world, bar none. You know, she's up there with the Sadamores and the Shirais and the Charlottes and all that. Rhea Ripley is an infinitely talented as well, too. But it does, there are a lot of people, and they don't have much of a voice sometimes in WWE's universe, even though they are there, that kind of look at things like that, and they do kind of just, you know, roll their eyes a little bit.
This person, by the way, notes this Divas title. The reason they even created a Divas title was because they wanted the women on SmackDown, because there were women on both shows, to have their own belt. And since Raw had the women's title, they called the SmackDown belt the Divas title. So it's not like there wasn't even a women's title at that point.
Jazz, Mickey James, and Trish at WrestleMania. I mean, it's amazing that people forget about the fact that women's wrestling was evolving in front of our very eyes when we had... Unfortunately, Al Wilson being sexed to death and Teddy Long dropping over from heart attacks from too much crystal. While that was going on, there was actual wrestling taking place. So why they've gone, it's just amazing. Their heavy-handedness, they can't help it. But it's just amazing in hindsight, even more in hindsight, how bad it was on Sunday with them just beating everything to death and just completely re-erasing and redoing their history right on the fly.
All right, a couple of Daniel Bryan AJ notes. This person says, Styles Bryan was phenomenal. Fun fact, it was a WWE Championship match that did not have one single near fall, ended with a clean submission. No finisher, kick out, tiresome formula for a big match, completely unheard of in WWE in this day and age. Also, this person says, I thought AJ Bryan was easily WWE's best main roster television match all year, considering I think those two guys are the two top best wrestlers in the entire company. This person says, I thought the AJ Daniel match was good. I believe it was made better by the fact that it happened unexpectedly in many people's minds. I will not be watching Crown Jewel. I canceled the network after backlash.
Do I have to watch Crown Jewel? Are you here tomorrow?
I'm not here tomorrow.
Oh, that guy means I got to watch it.
You got to watch it, dude.
Oh, no.
This person says, I will look at part of Crown Jewel during my lunch break tomorrow. I only watch it out of morbid curiosity to see how WWE will spin the situation and if they put over Saudi Arabia like last time. Hey, you can watch it live during the show, Mike. It'll still be going on.
There's going to be photo ops, I'm sure, coming out this morning or tomorrow morning because of the time difference of Hulk Hogan and MBS at a dinner, aren't we? Are we going to have those really awkward dinner pictures and dinner videos
sure
again?
Sure we
Remember
will.
Those?
Can't wait.
Oh, Jesus.
As far as it says, I'll be watching Crown Jewel to see how big of a train wreck the show is going to be. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hello.
What's going on, you guys? I heard you talking about the way things would always sort of stay the same with the women with Vince. Now, that brought up an interesting question in my mind. Okay. What happens when Triple H takes over? Will he do a lot of changes, him and Stephanie, or will they stay the same?
Well, I mean, he's going to definitely going to try. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Listen, you got a lot of stuff going on in the background there, Jim. I'm going to mute your line there. But obviously there's going to be some changes. I mean, if you watch NXT, Hunter has a slightly different view of wrestling than Vince does. It's not massively different. I mean, you can't really fairly compare NXT to Raw just because of the way the shows are put together, the taping schedule, the length of the show. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that there's going to be more of an emphasis on wrestling when Triple H is in charge.
He'll have more of a pure sports build maybe sometimes, or be incorporated again.
He'll have a more open idea about who can be pushed and who cannot be pushed than Vince has.
Yeah.
A lot of Vince's yes men will be out of there. I mean, there are going to be some positive changes, but who knows? There could be some negative changes as well, because Vince has
your own yes men.
He hasn't lasted this long, like being an idiot. I mean, you can complain about his booking, his ideas, but I mean, he's the most successful promoter of all time. So anybody attempting to replace him, no matter how sick you are of things that he does or whatever, I mean, you're not going to get another Vince.
You're right. But you know what, though? These types of things have to evolve. And he's also put a nice cushion around everything. And they have a huge cushion of money. And they have people running the business end. And one of the reasons he's been able to be so successful for so long, and why people like him are successful for so long, are because he doesn't have to answer to anybody. He can go off his instincts and gut, and he is the only man that has got to be answered to in that company. And I have a feeling that Stephanie and Triple H together will also be that. So this will be as seamless of a transition as we're probably going to see. I mean, in a promotional or a touring company like this, I would think.
Got some people asking about the Survivor Series show, Becky and Ronda. Who is going to be booed? Who is going to be cheered? Obviously, Ronda's very popular. Becky's very popular. Becky's supposed to be a heel, but she's a babyface. Ronda is a babyface. One person noted that there were some people cheering for Nikki Bella at the Evolution show. It was very, very few, but there were a few.
As always.
And he believes that Ronda may get booed, or that Becky may be the big star during that match. Here's all I can tell you. L.A. is Ronda's town. Every time Ronda does anything in L.A., she's a massive babyface. Does everybody know where Becky lives? Anybody? Where does she live?
Ireland.
Mike, where does Becky live? She doesn't live in Ireland.
I don't know. Florida. Doesn't everybody else live in Florida?
She lives in L.A.
Oh, really?
Yep. She lives in L.A.
Fighter was she seeing?
She goes to PWG shows as well.
Oh.
So they are, in fact, both L.A. girls.
Right.
Now, more people are aware of Ronda than Becky, obviously, as was just evidenced right there. But we'll see what happens. Could be very interesting. Could be very interesting.
Hmm. Now, she was seeing a fighter, was she not?
Yeah, I forget his name.
Yeah, so I don't keep up on the storyline things. I was wondering if you could build that in somehow.
Highly unlikely.
Becky and Ronda coming up.
The Saudi GSA is tweeting out videos of the wrestlers praising the country.
Oh, jeez.
It's hilarious now. I'm laughing right now. You knew this was coming, everybody. Like, the time for being mad is over. Now is the time to just sit here and watch this train wreck.
Is it, though, Brian? I mean, if you are a fan of journalism, though, I mean,
I'm a fan of journalism. I'm a journalist. This is beyond ridiculous. They announced Hulk Hogan's return on this show.
That doesn't make it.
It's
preposterous. I know it makes it more ridiculous. I know, but this whole thing's just so horrible. God, it's so
terrible. Of course it's horrible. It's ridiculous.
Jesus, there's a guy cut up with a bone saw.
But you people didn't think that they weren't going to go out there and do this?
Does anybody have leukemia on the show?
This person here says, superstars putting over Saudi Arabia in social media videos. McIntyre said in an interview, the first Saudi Arabia show was so big, tickets sold so fast, they had to come back so quickly, grow this relationship as big as possible. He said he sees no limits to WWE in Saudi Arabia.
Has anyone talked to Renee Young yet?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out soon. I'm not watching it. I'm just getting notes here.
Oh, boy.
This person says the logo for Crown Jewel is one of the biggest heels in all of WWE. Are WWE crowds inside the bubble? Well, some of them are. Some of them are.
And when the big booing happened when that show was announced, they were in New York, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia for sure. So those are cities that are going to be probably as sensitive as any other in the country to Saudi Arabia and to those types of news stories.
Bert says, tell Hamish his dream of Braun beating Brock will finally come true.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Anything's possible. Yeah. This person here says, hot women getting more pushes is not just in WWE. Just look in showbiz, like the music business. Most female stars are hot. I wasn't saying it's just WWE. I was merely pointing out that this narrative that they've pushed is ridiculous. This company is so ridiculous this year. Like, it's ridiculous. What a world we live in. Can you believe all of this?
What a roster they have, too, and they're desperate for new stars.
Can you remember, everybody, when Hulk Hogan came back at Extreme Rules and he did an apology to the locker room? Do you guys remember the aftermath of this?
I'm sorry, but don't get caught, brother.
Everybody was up in arms about this.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was so up in arms about this. And you know what they did? They found something.
He disappeared. That's what they did.
They found something here in Crown Jewel that their outraged audience was so outraged about that they threw Hulk Hogan on the show and nobody cares.
The show is just so debased and so...
Yes.
That they've got him under contract anyway. He's an old guy. He's perfect for it. The doubling down on the sliminess, and again,
they've done. This was the best day in their mind to bring back Hulk Hogan. Everybody's already mad about everyone else. Let's just put Hogan on the show.
For a show that just, you know, they ain't lying. They're in it for the money. All you need is cash, and that's what they have admitted to, even though they have not said a word and not answered any questions about this whatsoever. Point to the statement. Oh, man.
I mean, look at it. It's like, so why have two scandals? Why have a scandal for Crown Jewel and then have another scandal if you bring Hogan back for Mania? Just get all the scandals out of the way at the same time.
There you go.
That's what they're doing here. It's ridiculous.
There's going to be a Rick McGraw Memorial Award given out during the show. What other things can we have from the past? Now that Trish is back, she can't renew barking like a dog because she's not allowed into the country. It's just, I mean, what other awful things from the history of WWE could we have on the Crown Jewel Spectacular?
Bert says, Carmella was on SmackDown saying she thought she was going to beat Charlotte and Becky at SummerSlam because she was hotter than both of them. She did do that promo.
She did. Yes, she did.
They're not even playing around.
Although, I mean, much like Scarlett Bordeaux is playing so anti- you know, the establishment right now. It's not that Carmella or anybody else was unaware that people were saying, well, it's only because she's hot. So she was obnoxiously playing into that. Whether it pissed you off more or not is a different story. But I think they were quite aware of what they were doing there.
Spurs says, do you think Brian will be pushed down the card permanently for not going to Crown Jewel? I don't think permanently. Here's the thing with Daniel Bryan. Talked about this yesterday. Survivor Series is Raw versus SmackDown. All right, so the Crown Jewel finish, I was told that the match they did on SmackDown was the exact same match they were going to do on Crown Jewel. So Brian was going to tap out to the Calf Crusher at Crown Jewel. That's it. They've got plans through the end of the year, and they don't involve Daniel Bryan in the title picture. They obviously aren't going to do a rematch at Survivor Series because it's going to be AJ versus the Raw champion. And then it's going to be AJ versus whoever at TLC, and they're going to work their way towards the Royal Rumble. So Daniel Bryan, because of his history of concussions, and because he literally had been retired for over 2 years because of this, I mean, they're never going to put him in the position to carry the company. It's just never going to happen. Like, I would go as far as to say it's impossible. They just are not going to take that risk. Now, does that mean that he's going to be like a mid-card, a Ty Dillon? Of course not. He's Daniel Bryan. He sells a ton of merch. He's hugely popular. You can always push him. He can always be in the title picture. I'm sure he'll even have a short run with the title at some point. But is he going to be the guy? No. And that has nothing to do with Saudi Arabia. That has to do with his brain and the fact that they probably will never fully trust it.
And you know what? Who cares? I'm fine with that. I would rather just have him in scenarios where he is treated well or is within something entertaining. Because I know people hated the Miz thing if you were a fan of Daniel Bryan, the wrestler. But I thought Daniel Bryan, the entertainer, and that whole storyline was really entertaining. I'll take stuff like that that's really bright and shiny and doesn't require him being in the title picture. I just don't want to see him losing to Jinder Mahal or Ty Dillinger or something like that. And again, that's where the burial, talked about it yesterday, that's when I'll believe there's going to be some sort of burial against Daniel Bryan. I think anybody that saw that tapping out in the middle of the ring and thinks it's something, you know, with the way they're attacking Daniel Bryan, I think you need to ease off on that and just pump the brakes here a little bit. It was just a way to get him out of the match.
Person says, have you seen the TMZ interview with Randy Orton burying John Cena for not going to Saudi Arabia? Yes. Randy Orton said he still wrestles, which actually, it sounds like a burial, but I mean, he doesn't still wrestle. He does like one match every 3, 4, 5 months. So
combs his hair now 100 times a day.
He also told TMZ, this is why he's going to Saudi Arabia. I've got 5 kids. I got to go make that dollar. If they want me in Saudi, I'm going to Saudi. End of story.
He's
middle-aged dad Randy Orton now. Which
Missouri
is
man.
One of my favorite characters. He does not
care. You get what you get with Randy
care.
Orton, whether you like him or not.
He does not care.
No.
Spurt says, what's the likelihood of there being no new Universal Champion after Crown Jewel due to them not wanting to reference the show as bronze? This has been talked about many times.
He's going to have to do this with Joe and Styles, too, though.
Tim in Miami is sure we're not going to have a champion tomorrow. I believe virtually 100% we're going to have a champion tomorrow because, number one, Brock Lesnar is in the match, and they're not going to pay him for another match. So you'd have to do a disputed finish where Brock never even got another chance. I don't see that happening. Number two, they've guaranteed you're going to have a new champion. And I suppose if there's ever a show to make you really mad, I mean, they could just not have a champion at the end of the show. And number three, Survivor Series, which is the next show coming up in like 3 weeks now, it's champion versus champion. So they need a champion. Unless you want to just like do a rematch on Raw Monday, which I don't see them doing. It's possible. But I would be very, very surprised.
How many times are you going to pay Brock? Or how many times are you willing to pay Brock, too, as far as keep bringing him back? I would love to see him around even in a reduced role, but still, somebody's got to be paying this man.
Yeah, the Saudis.
Well, that's
and the Saudis are not paying Brock to go win the title on Raw.
I would say, with every appearance, I don't believe they are.
This person thinks they're going to save the change for Raw. All right, we'll see. I bet that's Tim. We'll see, Tim. You're lucky I'm not around tomorrow. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Mike's taking over tomorrow here on the show. I will be heading to Crown Point, Indiana for a very, very big show Saturday night. Big Trouble in Little Crown Point. Black Label Pro. Check it out on powerbomb.tv. 20 free days using the promo code CHOPMARCO. It's all one word, CHOPMARCO. 20 free days at powerbomb.tv, including Saturday night's show. And I shall give this young fella the beating of a lifetime. Never in my life I can think of, I have been in the ring with someone so small. Every single time I've been in the ring, it's been with a giant. On Saturday night, I'm the giant. I'm going to teach this kid a lesson. Talking trash on Twitter. You should see the stuff this kid's writing about me. I'm disgusted. Something about waking up from some dream where I beat him or something like that. Saturday night's going to be a nightmare for Marco Stunt. That Daniel Bryan match where they didn't do anything until the very end where there was a submission, there were zero near falls. Welcome to Saturday night. There will be no covers in this match until the very end when he is slaughtered. I haven't even decided what I'm going to do. Could super kick him, choke him out. So many options.
Well, there's going to be one sort of cover that's going to be taking place, and that's going to be your hand covering his chest about, what, 382 times?
I'll get the exact count at some point. It's in the range of 270 or something like that. There were 270 retweets somewhere in that neighborhood, so.
Kobashi and Walter don't have nothing on you, boss.
Walter will watch this match and cringe. Saturday Night Crown Point, everybody. Check it out. Hope to see you there. We're out of time, everybody. Want to thank y'all for listening. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Have fun tomorrow, Mike. We'll talk to you again after a while.